Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Wisdom Wednesdays. Today, I want to discuss a very disturbing new trend in cancer diagnosis around the world. And it's turned out that early onset cancers, which are defined as cancer cases diagnosed in people under the age of 50, have increased globally by a staggering 79% in recent years. And when we look at data from the United States, the American Cancer Society has reported that the demographics of cancer patients are increasingly shifting from older individuals to middle-aged people. Now, while adults older than 50 have experienced a drop in overall cancer incidence from 1995 to 2020 in the United States and in lots of other developed nations, there has been a notable increase in people younger than 50. So it does appear that there is pretty convincing evidence that lots of people are getting cancer early. So what is going on and what do we actually do about it? So when you dig into the data, it appears that the types of cancer that are driving this increase in early onset, the ones that particularly cause the highest death toll are breast cancer, tracheal cancer, bronchus cancer, and lung cancer, as well as stomach and colorectal cancer. So this is according to a study that was published last year in the British Medical Journal Oncology Journal. And it's interesting, actually, because when you look at statistics for older populations, lung cancer, colorectal cancer, pancreatic cancer, and breast cancer are the top four causes of cancer deaths. And a report from the American Cancer Society really highlighted colorectal cancer, which is now the leading cause of cancer death in men younger than 50 and the second in women younger than 50. So it appears when you look at it collectively, the gastrointestinal tract seems to be the thing that is becoming more prone to cancers. And there's a number of different hypotheses that have been promoted, and they align a little bit for me. So some researchers talk about the really dramatic increases in obesity over the last few decades, and we know that obesity is associated with the risk of early onset cancer. And especially, it's our change in dietary habits and the massive, massive increase in the consumption of ultra-processed foods. And combining that with a sedentary lifestyle, all of those are associated with cancer rates. So when people don't move much, are eating more of this shit food, which we know has now got lots of additives in it that are potential carcinogens. So for instance, a number of artificial sweeteners have recently been identified by the World Health Organization as potential carcinogens or clear carcinogens. But it's the whole mix of this food, plus the fact that we're putting on weight, which then drives inflammation, which can then contribute to cancer. I think they are, and it's not just me, it's lots of researchers are speculating that it is this lifestyle that is driving it. And we have that old saying, genetics loads the gun and lifestyle pulls the trigger. And other things that play into the lifestyle thing, which I have highlighted recently, are the amount of microplastics that are in our environment. And the increase in these forever chemicals. I'm actually going to do a podcast on forever chemicals, but these are things that are in clothing, in fire retardants, in carpets, and all of these things that just get into our skin. We know that there's lots of chemicals in makeup and other stuff that you put on the skin, and anything that goes on the skin has got a good chance of getting into the body because it is the world's biggest organ. So back to that idea that genetics loads the gun and environment pulls the trigger. We know that if a woman has a sister, a mother, or another first-degree relative with breast cancer, they themselves have double the average risk of breast cancer. So the definitely is a genetic component. Someone who has two first-degree relatives with breast cancer has a fivefold increased risk of breast cancer compared to average. So we do need to be looking at a genetic history. And it's not just breast cancer. We know that if someone has a first-degree relative with a history of colon cancer, they also have a significant increased risk of cancer as well. So there are genetics that make us susceptible. But I think what is happening now is that's loading the gun. It always has done. But our environment is just so full of these chemicals, particularly anything that we eat and drink. So ultra-processed foods, drinking plastic bottled water, these things, the stuff that you put on the skin, all of this is then more likely to pull the trigger. So what do we actually do about it? Well, obviously, there are lifestyle things that you can do. We know that being of normal weight, you have a reduced risk of pretty much every cancer versus someone who is overweight or obese. We know that if you're highly physically active, you have a reduced risk of pretty much every cancer because that exercise is anti-inflammatory. And we know that we should be eating a diet that we've always eaten and not eating these ultra-processed foods. Recent research is also coming out and saying maybe we should be installing a water filter. I have certainly done that in my house to take. And look, none of these things in it by itself over days or weeks or months is going to give you cancer, but it's the overall toxic load, right? And then on the other side, so diet, exercise, good sleep hygiene, good stress management, anything that is reducing inflammation and making sure that your diet is really high in stuff that is actually taking away, it is anti-inflammatory and also that takes away toxins out of the body. So we know that stuff that supports detoxification in the body, the whole broccoli, cabbage family, that massive family is very good for supporting phase one detoxification. And I think it's phase two is supported by onions, garlics, leeks, those sorts of things. Sweating is a great way to get rid of those things. So having regular sauna use, but it really does come back to our overall lifestyle. And I think particularly the stuff that we put in our mouth is really, really key. And then the other thing that we can do is early screening. So if there is a family history of cancer, it is making sure you get checked out early and not waiting. In Australia, and I think in the UK as well, maybe even the United States, but lots of other countries, they are doing free colon cancer screening. And I certainly know I've done those things. And they're suggesting now that we reduce that down to the age of 45 from 50. And they're also suggesting that women start mammograms at the age of 40 now. So I think that early screening is pretty key, because if you catch this stuff early, then you have much, much better prognosis. So that's it for this week, folks. A bit of a depressing one, but there is stuff that we can do about it. And it is about living that healthy lifestyle and limiting the amount of shit that goes into your body, as well as helping your body to get rid of stuff with detoxification and sweat. So catch you next time, folks.